We welcome you back into Bullseye on the Afternoon. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nucci with you. And now it's time for our Mama Joe Pies Presents the Alcorn Archive. Every week, getting you ready for our high school sports coverage, we are going to go back in time. And we are going to pick out some of the greatest games called by Tim Alcorn, now the voice of the Cavaliers for many years, a voice that you heard every single Friday night on the airwaves of AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Tim, great to have you on again, my friend. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well, and boy, I'm having a lot of fun with this. Although originally, when you were starting there, I thought you were going to say every Friday we're going to talk about Mama Joe Pies. Now, that would be a fun 20 to 25-minute conversation.
That could be a separate segment all by itself. I mean, Mama Joe Pie is just terrific stuff. Key Lime Pie is my go-to. You really can't go wrong with it. They've got a Buckeye Pie now, too, which is something you certainly can't go wrong with.
Well, I'm still on the blueberry crumb, bumbleberry crumb, although the lemon meringue is awesome. So, yeah, you cannot go wrong with a Mama Joe Pie. No way.
No way indeed. And again, we're happy to have Mama Joe Pie on board as the sponsor of the Alcorn Archive. Well, today, Tim, we're going to go back 10 years to August 27th, 2010. It was the first ever football game played by the Lorain High Titans, a game that they won 13-6 on the road at Midview. We'll get to a few highlights here in a few moments, but I want to begin with, you know, just some of your general observations of that particular game. Very clearly a big one in the history of Lorain High.
Oh, no doubt. We talked about this last week with Elyria and Elyria Catholic and the buildup to a football game, and there was a huge buildup on the Lorain side for this one. Of course, Southview had closed, and the Southview students were moved over to the former Admiral King High School. But I have to give a ton of credit to the Lorain administrators, athletic director Ryan Corey, because the concept of saying we're not going to still call it Admiral King. We're going to give these kids a fresh start with a fresh nickname. And they let the kids get involved with it. That was the really cool thing. So the student council members of each school and the class presidents and so forth of each school got together. So rather than have factions within this new school, they let the kids be a part of the process. And I thought that was brilliant on the administration's part. So this new Lorain High in the past with the Lorain Steelmen, but they came up with Lorain High to represent one school in the city of Lorain, came up with the new nickname, the Titans, and I thought it was great. I just thought that's the way to get the kids involved in this process, and rather than make Southview Saints all of a sudden Admiral King Admirals, they said, nope, we're going to make everyone a Lorain Titan, and it was the right way to go. And so you're combining these football teams, what had been Southview and what had been Admiral King, and Todd Auble was the head coach. And it doesn't matter what the merger was. Any two schools that have merged, their coaches will tell you, despite what the public thinks, oh, this is great, you're merging two teams, it is a difficult challenge because each player had their own role on their previous team. And there were, leaders and so forth and positions. So you had to blend that together. I remember Elyria High and Elyria West going through this. And I mentioned the former Lorain High. Lorain High, when they did merge with Admiral King. I mean, it happens all the time. And so I know John Rossitano. I mentioned Admiral King and Lorain. He got the boys basketball job when that happened. And he said it was one of his worst years of coaching, just as far as trying to handle those dynamics. So Todd Auble knew it was going to be a challenge, and yet there was this anticipation of what will this team be like on opening night.
Yeah, and of course, right now, Lorain going through a difficult time right now is the only school in the county not playing fall sports, and hopefully this will kind of fill some of that void a little bit as we take a trip down memory lane. And this is very much unlike the game we reviewed last week, Tim, on the Alcorn Archive, which had over 90 points scored in it. This one didn't quite get to 20, but that doesn't mean that it was void of highlights. There were certainly plenty in this game, and we'll start with the very first one. It was the very first touchdown in Lorain High history, as it was a touchdown pass from Cullen Bryant to Tevin Jones. And keep that combination in mind moving forward, because we're going to come back to that in just a moment.
Ball at the right hash mark. Bryant operating out of the shotgun. Cullen Bryant with time, lofts it over the middle. Touchdown, Lorain High! Tevin Jones with the catch, and the Titans have their first ever touchdown. It comes with 6:15 to go in the third quarter here at Midview, and Lorain High, with their first ever points, take a 6-0 lead over the Midview Middies.
So you heard it there in the highlight. You mentioned that that was the first score of the game in the third quarter, and the second half of this game sounded like there were a lot of fireworks. But what was that first half like?
Boy, the first half, boy, you would have thought they were playing in mud. I mean, it was just a battle of attrition. Neither team could really get anything going offensively. I remember looking back on that game, Midview turned the ball over a couple of times in that first half that snuffed out some nice drives they had going. I know Midview head coach Bill Albright, after the game, was real disappointed in that fact. And Lorain just couldn't get anything going in the first half. I think they had 20 total yards or something to that effect. So I'm sure there were nerves. Again, we talked about just the chemistry and trying to get something put together. So I'm sure that played a part. But, yeah, I think both teams definitely settled in that second half of play.
They certainly did. And while Midview only got on the board once, certainly seemed like they got a little more traction in that second half, and they were able to get on the board on a 5-yard touchdown rush, and that came from Zach Albright.
First and goal for Midview from the 5-yard line. Maines turns, hands off, Albright right side, lunges, touchdown! The side judge here on the near side with the call. This game is tied at 6 as Zach Albright rumbles in from 5 yards out for the Middies.
So I know the story of this is it's the first game in the history of Lorain High football, but even though Midview, you know, kind of played second fiddle here just a little bit, this is a very entertaining game. And keep in mind, you're talking about a Midview team, too, that's, you know, one division below Lorain, correct, in all of this?
Yes, that's correct. And as you said, you know, Midview has been a special place to play high school football for a long time. You heard Zach Albright there. Of course, he's the son of Midview Hall of Fame coach Bill Albright, who, by the way, is going into the Ohio High School Football Coaches Hall of Fame in June of 2021. A great honor for Bill Albright, so congratulations goes out to him. But this is a Midview team and a Midview program that's used to winning. And so, right, as all the anticipation was about Lorain High, Midview certainly didn't want to take a backseat to anybody. They came out that first Friday night to spoil the debut of the Titans.
And this seemed like it was such an entertaining game from start to finish. You talked about how in that first half there weren't any points scored, and then all of a sudden both teams seemed to get a little bit of traction. There were a lot of big plays in this game, Tim, but none bigger than the 81-yard touchdown pass from Cullen Bryant to Tevin Jones ended up being the difference maker. Before we play the highlight, I want to give you a chance to kind of set this play up and give me an idea as to what you remember and what you saw in this play.
Well, it was a huge play. I can still see it in my head. It's funny, 10 years later, and I can still see this touchdown. I'd love to see the video from Joe Bach, WLCS-TV20 in Lorain, to see if what I'm visualizing in my head is exactly what happened. But, boy, the Titans were in trouble. They were facing a 3rd and 11 at their own 19-yard line. And obviously at this point, we're tied at 6. We're in the fourth quarter of play, and they're looking for a big play. And Cullen Bryant, I know he was referenced earlier, the Lorain High quarterback, he just kind of heaved this ball over the middle. It wasn't certainly a laser shot per se. He just kind of floated it out there. And Tevin Jones made a terrific grab. Like I said, I can still see this in my head. He kind of reached back behind him and made the catch, cradled it with one hand, brought it in, and then just raced for the score. And it was an electrifying play. Again, Lorain was at their own 19-yard line, so they were in trouble. If they don't complete it, they're punting from near their own end zone. So just a back-breaking play and a great play by Tevin Jones to make the catch.
Well, let's relive that back-breaking play.
Third and 11 for Lorraine at their own 19. Bryant out of the shotgun, looking, throwing deep over the middle. Has Jones at the 50. He's to the 40. Being chased. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. How about that? The big play capability of Lorraine High. 81 yards. Bryant to Jones. And the Titans go back on top by a score of 12-6. How about the grab by Jones?
One arm.
He reached behind him with one arm at the 50, hauled it in, and sprinted the remaining 45 for the score.
Well, you could sense the excitement in the call, and holy smokes, what a grab, what a play.
Now, we should tell our listeners, your listeners, I'm not hearing these highlights beforehand. So you're playing these in real time to me. You're not previewing them for me before we tape the segment. So I guess as I recalled it in my mind is exactly how it happened. He reached behind him and made that catch. So maybe I don't need to see Joe Bock's video. I recalled it correctly. But it was a great catch. It really was. I can vividly see it. He reached behind him and made that grab and then just sprinted to pay dirt. A great touchdown for Tevin Jones.
Hey, we all need a little Joe Bock. That's B-O-C-K in our lives.
Hey, you
for
know
sure.
How to spell that, Bull.
B-O-C-K. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, the game was still somewhat in doubt because, as you recall, Midview ended up marching right down the field. And while that 81-yard touchdown pass seemed like a bit of a backbreaker at the time, Midview marched right down the field, and they got inside the 10-yard line, making things very, very interesting. This thing effectively came to a close on a goal line stand, which we'll play here in a second. Take me through that final drive for Midview.
Well, Midview put together a very nice drive. Actually, it was set up by a Lorraine High fumble. I recall Lorraine High turning that ball over, and so the Middies had one more chance. Bill Albright utilizing not only his son, Zach Albright, but another running back by the name of Tate Smith, just kind of marched it down the field on the ground, and they got to the Titan 5. They had a first down and goal at the Lorraine High 5 late in the ball game, and three runs got it down they got pushed to about the 4, and so they were faced with a fourth and goal from the 4-yard line. Under a minute to play, and, down by a touchdown, they had to go for it. So it was up to Lorraine High's defense to make that final stop.
And they certainly did, and here's how they did it.
Midview comes off the timeout, heads to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and goal from the 4-yard line, ball at the left hash mark. Albright wing left, Bennett wing right, Maines under center. Motion to the right. For Petroski. Albright now goes in motion to the right. Zach gets the handoff, cuts it back to the middle, dives! Did he get there? We wait, and no indication. He didn't get it. Lorraine High came up with the stop.
Man.
Albright ends up inches shy of the goal line.
Well, a couple of things stand out in that highlight, Tim. I mean, you could hear people pounding against the bleachers. I mean, I think the crowd there certainly made their presence felt. What an atmosphere. It just seemed like the tensions were just so high on that last play.
Oh, it was a huge crowd. I mean, Midview has always had great home crowd support, home field support. And Lorraine High, we talked earlier about the anticipation of the first game for the new Lorraine and the Titans. So it was a big crowd. It was a beautiful night. And yeah, I mean, what more can you ask for? Final play, in essence, of the game on a fourth and goal. I mean, the place was rocking, no doubt.
There was just enough time left, and they had to take a knee. Lorraine did it. When you're that deep in your own territory, well, things can get a little bit adventurous. But fortunately for Lorraine, it wasn't all that adventurous. They were able to take that final knee and put it away. Here's the final call from the game.
Snap goes to Cullen Ryan. He kneels down. This game is over. The Lorraine High Titans, in their first ever game, pull out a tremendous 13-6 win here at Midview High School. The Titan debut is a successful one. An 81-yard hookup from Cullen Bryant to Tevin Jones in the fourth quarter, and then an unbelievable goal line stand by the Titan defense in the waning seconds of the contest wins it. Lorraine High will long remember they won their first ever game as the Titans, a 13-6 win over the Midview Mini.
So holy cow. I mean, in 2010, you got this game to start. Little did you know, but just about 6 days later, you would get a Thursday night game where you called a game where there were 90 points put up.
You know, I laugh because it was just so much fun, you know, and trust me, Bull, I miss high school football. I really do. As you said, the electricity of the crowd, I know there's not huge crowds this year, but just that atmosphere, so much fun to call, so much fun to watch these kids compete, and I loved every minute of calling high school football, and I miss it, and boy, that game, I remember that one so well, and I was, you know, believe me, I'm a Midview graduate, so I mean, I never rooted, as I've often said, for either team in a high school sports broadcast, no matter what the sport, but I was happy for Lorraine. I really was. I was happy for Lorraine because they had been through a lot of tumult, as they say, as far as putting the two schools together. So for them to get a win on their very first night, that was pretty rewarding for them.
Boy, what a game, and boy, what a series of highlights, too. That was a lot of fun to go back and listen to, and I'm sure...
Oh, these are a blast. I love this. I'm looking forward to this for as long as you do it.
Hey, we've got a lot in the archives. I mean, we're going back 10 years, the first two of these, but we'll certainly dig a little bit deeper in future episodes for sure. It's the Mama Joe Pie Presents, the Alcorn Archive segment here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tim, always a pleasure, my friend. Love going back and looking at these old highlights and taking a nice trip down memory lane, and we look forward to doing this again next week.
Absolutely, and again, a huge thank you to Johanna and Jenna and everybody at Mama Joe Pies. I've been frequenting their locations for a long time, so I'm glad they got on board with this, and Bull, as I said, this is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying this, so look forward to doing many more.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it as we kind of get you all ready for our high school football coverage on Friday nights. It's Mama Joe Pie presents the Alcorn Archive here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Our thanks to Tim Alcorn for joining us. We'll do this again next week. Let's take a break. Rocco Nucci and I will come back to wrap things up on Bullseye on the Afternoon right after this.